Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Matt in Manhattan. What's up, Matt?
Yeah, I think that the game plan the Giants did today is going to put the fear of winning into the Raiders next week.
I mean, that's possible. I mean,
Geno Smith and Pete Carroll have no interest in losing to help the franchise.
Oh, they're going to be trying 100% to win. True. Yeah, no. Pete Carroll wants to win the game.
Their running back should be able to tear through the Giants' defense. So that's the kind of guy that we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, he had a big game today on a long pass and a long run. It's been a disappointing year for him coming, you know, off of the high profile draft pick and everything. But he is a shifty type runner. He can be elusive and has, you know, just coming off a huge monster game. But the way they played, the Raiders are absolutely instilled a little bit of confidence in me that the Giants could lose this football game.
I think so. And look, I totally get what you're saying, but like now there's only two games left, and I don't care what happens. You know. Mm-hmm. Fly blimps, planes, whatever. Do nothing. Just get these losses and go away and start fresh next year.
No, I mean I totally agree. And look, that's ultimately how I feel. I'm just saying. I mean, I want to lose these games. I do want to lose these games, but we have to recognize what's like. You want to have some confidence in the quarterback. You want the confidence. Like, this is why I say he should be involved in the coaching hire. This is why I think he should be involved in the coaching hire. Because why would, if you were Jackson Dart, why would you have any, like, and again, he's under contract. He's not going anywhere. I get it. Why would you have any faith in this organization that can do anything right? Like, right now, he's got to be absolutely just, like, you think Jackson Dart's happy with the New York Giants right now? And again, a lot of you are probably screaming, who cares if he's happy? Are you happy with them? Are you happy with the New York Giants? As a fan of the New York Giants, you happy with them? Like, this isn't about choosing Jackson Dart over the Giants. No one player is bigger than the Giants. I get it. But right now, what about the way the New York Giants are run? Would give you they don't give you confidence as a fan. Why would they give you confidence as a young quarterback who fired the coach that brought you there where you were playing well, and now they leak a story? As soon as you get hurt, they leak stories that they've been trying to get you in. They've been trying to get it to your head. They've been trying to tell you, you got to get down, you got to get down. Nobody wants to listen. Brian Daboll was the reason you didn't, right? Brian Daboll was the guy who was out there telling you to be reckless because he needed to save his ass. Got rid of him. They brought in Mike Kafka as the head coach, kept the play calling, and everything has gotten worse for you. You got to answer questions at every turn about how you play the game and how many times you've gone to the blue tent and, you know, the organization's coaching scared. The organization's telling you you can't play the game. You want to play it. Like, I want this kid to understand that this is the place he is going to be and needs to be and can turn this thing around. And right now it just feels like he's going to be another name in a long list of failed Giant quarterbacks, New York quarterbacks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
If you're going to treat him like this, just don't play him for the next two games. Honestly, I'd rather see him not play than have that game plan for him. Gus in Ridgewood. What's up, Gus?
Chris, it's a pleasure to speak with you. I think this might be my first time actually speaking with you. Good luck in the afternoon.
Thank you very much.
With you then as well, my friend.
I appreciate that. Thank you for the call.
Absolutely, my friend. The other caller kind of stole my thunder, but I'll see if I can add a little bit of rain.
Mm-hmm.
So it's my thought process that the way the Giants have been playing, and I really think they're deep diving. Because we as fans, we can't ask for a first-round pick and for our team to be competitive the rest of the way and try to win games. It's either got to be one or the other. Mm-hmm. Now, I do agree with you. If Dart's less than 100%, you got to shut him down. He shouldn't be out there if there's an injury reaggravation risk. But if he's legitimately cleared, like doctors cleared him, but we all know the coaching staff knows he's less than 100%, you got to pull him back with the full knowledge that he'll have even more weapons drafted alongside Neighbors and Scat. I mean, he's already shown he's an elite QB against the Chargers, against the Eagles. He showed his moxie against Denver. And he has a foundation to build off of. And those games happened while the Giants were still playing for something. So I think the confidence is absolutely there. I just don't think that you can bench a healthy Dart if he's legitimately cleared, because the NFL doesn't want teams to blatantly really show that they're deep diving.
You think that's – listen, I'm number one. I'm a big tank guy. I think once the season's dead, I want them to lose. Now I think everyone joins you with the last couple weeks of the season. I've been on this for a couple weeks already, but I think even when we talk about that, we understand that the coach and the players aren't going to go out to do that. You think they're purposely losing these games, or that they're telling Dart not to be good? And they're doing it not just for his health or to really, you know, like protect him a little bit. Like, you think the game plan to run the football was designed to lose the football game?
The honest truth is, I don't want to think that as a fan. No, I don't want to think that our team is intentionally losing.
They're not.
But I mean, the signs are all there. We have the perfect opportunity to take the number one pick, parlay that into multiple first-round picks, and really, really adjust the trajectory of our franchise.
Of course. But you know what? Honestly, I mean, I hear what you're saying, but like, do you know what they offered to trade up? Do you know what they offered to trade up to get Cam Ward? Do you know what they offered to Tennessee?
I don't recall.
They offered a big time package to trade up and get Cam Ward. They believed in Cam Ward. They beat the Colts. They beat the Colts the second to last game of the year, or the third. Yeah, the last home game of the year with Drew Lock. If they like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they wanted that first pick then too. This is not the first time they tried to move heaven and earth to get Drake May and trade with New England. We all saw it on Hard Knocks. Brian Daboll and the Giants loved Jaden Daniels, loved him. They would have done anything to be able to draft him. And yet there they are beating Green Bay with Tommy DeVito. This is not the first time that the first pick, it might be more sexy to you because the fans are terrified to draft quarterbacks. The fans never believe in a quarterback. The fans are never ready to take that leap. Jet fans are going to tell me the same. I'm telling you, I'm going to talk to a ton of Jet fans today, the rest of the week, up until the draft, that don't want to draft Mendoza, don't want to take the chance. The team isn't ready. Team sucks. We never develop a quarterback. There are so many quarterback busts. Like, that's going to be the narrative for a lot of Jet fans around the draft, that they do not want to take the quarterback. So there's probably a lot of Giant fans today who feel differently than they have in the past years, where tanking actually makes more sense to them despite not needing a quarterback because you're going to get a bunch of draft picks, and that's more appealing to you than making the mistake on drafting the quarterback, like so many of you believe they will, or they don't have the foundation around them to build the quarterback and make it successful. So you're looking at this different, like this is the perfect year. Last year was the perfect year. The year before that was the perfect year. Jaden Daniels, Drake May could be the quarterback of the Giants right now. I love Jackson Dart. I do. Drake May is going to win the MVP. He just beat Baltimore. He's right there to win the MVP with Stafford. He just beat Baltimore. They're going to win that division. They're going to win that division. I like Jackson Dart. I really wish Drake May was the quarterback of the Giants. It's always a good idea to get the higher draft pick. Always. This is not the unique, perfect season. It's just maybe more appealing to a lot of you because you're afraid to draft the quarterback. And this is an easy one. You trade it, you get a bunch of picks. Don't get me wrong. I agree with you. I want them to get the first pick really bad, but I wanted it last year, and I wanted it the year before. This isn't new. This isn't the perfect year. This isn't the perfect setup. It's not any better than the last couple of years. They did not try to lose this game on purpose. They did not dial back. They dialed back Jackson Dart for two reasons. One, to protect him a little bit. And two, because they thought it was the best chance to win the football game because rookie quarterback against this defense and against this coordinator can be scary. And they felt running the football against that defense that doesn't stack the box and plays the cover two, they felt running the football was their best chance to win the football game, plain and simple.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.